Days after the Lincoln Memorial was vandalized, two more Washington, D.C. landmarks have been damaged. Green paint was again discovered in the Washington National Cathedral's historic Bethlehem Chapel. It was also found on a statue outside the headquarters of the Smithsonian Institution. A French prosecutor says the value of jewels stolen in a Riviera heist over the weekend is much higher than originally estimated. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports thieves made off with $136 million worth of gems, not $53 million as originally reported.
According to several French media outlets, one armed masked man successfully made off with the gems Sunday afternoon in broad daylight in what is being described as a good old-fashioned jewel heist. It took place at the luxurious Carlton Hotel on the seafront in Cannes, the very spot where Alfred Hitchcock filmed his 1955 romantic thriller To Catch a Thief, starring Cary Grant and Grace Kelly. The jewels were part of a collection by the jeweler Leviev displayed in the Carlton's lobby. French police say a full operation is underway to catch the culprit. In May, millions of dollars in jewels were stolen from the Novotel Hotel during the film festival at Cannes. No suspect has yet been identified in that robbery either. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Before the closing bell, Dow was down 37 points at 15,522. I'm Lakshmi Singh.